G'day, everybody. How are you doing? Welcome to the podcast. My name is Lukey Bangers, of course. Today is Earth Day, July 27th, 2020. And this is the Lukey Bangers Diary of a Twitch Streamer. Since I last spoke to you, which was a few days ago, things have been on the up, I think, for me a little bit, and I'm going to talk about that with you today. First things first, I think I might be changing the name of the podcast. I realize that there is a podcast, and I probably should have done my research here. There already is a podcast called Diary of a Twitch Streamer, but that is the entire name of the podcast. My podcast name is Lukey Bangers Diary of a Twitch Streamer. But I'm thinking about just changing it to Lukey Bangers Life of a Twitch Streamer, just so we can get some, like, a little bit of difference there. I don't want to steal somebody else's thunder. They've had a podcast, by the looks of it, for quite a bit longer than I have. Longer than 5 days. So anyway, just as a little bit of an intro here, this week's been a lot better for myself in my headspace. I've started to put together some plans to start tackling all of my content, and not only did we have a podcast episode out, which I received some good feedback from. I also put out my first YouTube video, proper YouTube video. I already had a YouTube video explaining my name change for my announcement. I now have an actual proper, like, original YouTube video out. How exciting is that? So the feedback on both of those different things has been good, so I'm looking forward to diving into my content coming up. And so, yeah, we'll talk about that today. Welcome back. Okay, so today what I wanted to really talk to you about, guys, about was to share my experiences of the last few days up to a week. I think the thing that's really got my head sort of in the right space over the last few days was just sitting down again, and I just had a period of being motivated. Just being motivated to jump back in again, and I used that motivation. And it came off the back of last week's podcast, actually. I'd say that's where it came from. I had the podcast out. It was exciting to put some content out there. It was exciting getting the feedback back in return for the podcast. And that kind of really motivated me and put me in a really good headspace, which is good. And during that, moment of being in a good headspace, I decided to sort of map out properly what I've been sort of, you know, kicking around the dirt for the last few months about where I want my content to go and what I want to do. Diversification's been a big thing for me that I haven't been able to get on top of, but I've always known that it's the way to go these days with streaming and content creation. Gone are the days, really, where you could sit down and just stream 100 hours a week and just grow a huge community just by doing that. Nowadays you have to be exceptional in some sort of a way, and on top of doing those grinding hours. But when you think about it, how many people there are out there, how many creators there are out there doing that exact same thing, streaming 100 hours a week, you know, 50 to 100 hours a week, and you know, they're all just sitting in the corner of a screen playing a video game. It's very, very hard. It's so oversaturated. You have to find other ways to draw people into your stream, whether it's on Twitch or another platform, especially on Twitch, though. I think if you're streaming on YouTube or Facebook, you have other means of getting found on that platform. Twitch is a bit harder with the way that it works. You kind of need to either build through your networking or you know, you can get lucky with some raids here and there, but to build your own community, you need to do something original off stream. And that's one of the ideas That's part of the reasons for doing the podcast, part of the reasons for doing a YouTube channel. YouTube was the main one that I've been wanting to get into. And what I'm doing with the YouTube, I've released a video probably a little over 12 hours ago. And it's not a gaming video. It's a video about... I'm just mucking around on camera talking about Star Wars, basically. It's a video about Obi-Wan Kenobi, why Obi-Wan Kenobi, or five reasons why Obi-Wan Kenobi isn't a very good Jedi, or a shit Jedi. So I'm just mucking about with things that I enjoy, with movies and TV shows. I've got a plan for another video that I'll be recording in the next couple of days. But, so to get back on point, yeah, it was just, I found myself in a moment of being motivated, so I used that moment to map out where I wanted to... map out my week, basically how it's going to go moving forward. Had the conversation with the wife about getting back into a couple of days a week streaming. I don't really have the ability to do much more than 2 days, or if I do, it would have to come at the cost of doing things like the podcast or the YouTube. And I really think that and also my involvement in Goa as well, the Game on Oz, the Game on Oz community, which I'm involved with. So I didn't want to do that, so it's probably just, I'm going to go back to 2 days a week. At this stage, it's going to be either, I think it's going to be Monday and Wednesday nights Australian time. Could be a little bit earlier than what I used to go on, just by half an hour or so, just so I can get in a little bit more time. But then other than that, these days the wife, because we've got a young child, or a young baby, she's only 5 months old, the wife will be heading, or has been, you know, pretty sleepless for a while now. She is more inclined to want to go to bed early, so that helps me. Gives me, you know, a couple of hours probably time at the end of the night, without going into the morning to fiddle about with some YouTube stuff and maybe even put out some extra podcast episodes like I am doing right now. That's one thing. So we sat down, we talked about the streaming schedule. I'll probably do like a recording of a video on a Tuesday night. So say stream Monday, Wednesday night, record a video on a Tuesday night, and then following the Wednesday stream, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, when I've got an hour or two spare, I'll just do my editing for my video then, and try to put it out that on a Sunday night. Hopefully I don't have to do any editing on the Sunday night, I'd like to have one or two of those nights free. So if I can limit my editing down to, you know, and as I do more videos, I think it'll be, you know, it's obviously going to be easier to edit. I was actually just learning on the go, kind of while I was doing the simple little video that I did, that I released. So that's where I've got that. So I've used this motivation moment to make decisions then, and to talk with my partner then, my wife, about what I wanted to do moving forward. Because if I didn't do that, I'm just gonna keep spinning the wheels and kicking ideas around and not get started, because that's just the way my brain works. I've always got a lot of ideas about what I want to do and where I want to head with this, but I can never really like sit down and really just nutted out. And I got stuck in a period just recently, during this sort of last few months, where I stopped streaming because I wanted to stop doing the Captain Radman thing, and I wanted to put more time into trying to create some sort of a funny or entertaining YouTube channel, with the hopes that I can get that to gain some sort of attraction over time, and then potentially send some viewers through to my Twitch and start to grow that way through directories in Twitch. If I didn't use that moment that I had to do this now, while I'm feeling a bit more upbeat because of the podcast last week and hearing the feedback from you guys, I wouldn't have had that. Which really, really, really brings me back to me wanting to share my story, but also wanting to hear other people's stories, because I realized that me getting this feedback from doing this podcast and having the honest talk with you guys last week put me in that frame of mind. It had me upbeat because I had people showing their support and letting me know that they enjoyed what I had put out. So if there's any way that you can find something to, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, like everyone can't have a podcast, but podcast might be the thing that you've had in the back of your mind that you wanted to do. It could be that you can create funny little 60-second videos and hit TikTok pretty hard. I'd love to do TikTok more. I think I can create funny videos. But I find myself when I'm doing TikTok just... because I've had friends just do nothing on their very first video and get 15,000 views. And I've never got past a few hundred views on all of the stuff that I've done. And I think some of the stuff that I've done was pretty funny. I've gotten feedback from that too, from people that I know saying that it's hilarious, but it just doesn't, it just hasn't caught on. And I find myself in a trap with TikTok because my brain says this is going to be the one that goes viral, and yet in my content creation or streaming career, I guess you could call it, you're always taught that it's a long grind and there isn't virality with just streaming. You can get viral on another platform, but not on Twitch. So it's really, I don't know if TikTok's the way to go for me, because I don't think my head would be able to take it. So I don't know, I may put some random stuff on there and see how it goes, but I'm not counting my chickens with TikTok. So it's going to be more YouTube. And if you have watched my YouTube video, I don't know, it felt more natural to me to record a video and then edit it. It's a lot better for me, the way I'm functioning at the moment, to be able to record something, which only, I think the recording was about 20 minutes worth. And I cut it down to 7.5 minutes or something like that for the video. That's 20 minutes of me trying to be entertaining and then cutting out all the fat, and you end up with what I hope is a pretty entertaining 7 minutes. You know, that's a lot less stress and a lot less pressure on me to be entertaining than what a stream is. So I think YouTube's, I like it so far, but so I'm one video in, you know, and I'm already talking like that's the be all and end all of my content. Yeah, that's where I've always wanted to be, YouTube. I feel so at home right now. Anyway, so that started off good, so I'll continue to try and put one out a week. I'm saying try to put one out a week, because depending on my editing skills, I may not be able to, but the end goal is one video a week. I've done it. Maybe I could, in the future, this podcast, maybe I could record this as an actual YouTube video as well, and then like rip the audio off it and put it out on the podcast waves, for people that want to listen to it, or some people might want to look at my head. Actually, maybe I won't do that. You'll already see enough of my head on other platforms. This is quite nice, actually. I'm just sitting here in my pajamas. I haven't had a shave, and I can just sit down and do this rather than beautify myself up for a YouTube video. So that's where we're at with the YouTube. I've decided to do content that's not gaming related to start with. I'm going to really try to create a community on YouTube around my content there that's not necessarily Twitch or gaming related. I know that sounds strange, because I'm trying to eventually draw people over to my Twitch, but I've noticed on Twitch there is a wide variety of people that have come from other platforms or other industries that now are doing, they're streaming to small communities on Twitch, you know, hundreds of viewers at a time, if not up to 1,000 viewers at a time. But they became famous elsewhere before having to do the Twitch thing. And they didn't do gaming related stuff outside. So I'm trying to do, kill two birds with one stone. I've always wanted to do YouTube stuff around videos and TV shows and some of my hobbies or passions or likes and interests outside of gaming. But I think I will have some gaming content on there in terms of me talking about gaming. I don't know that I'll do gaming videos, but if I do enjoy the YouTube enough, maybe I will. Who knows? So that's that part of it. Yeah, just I think what I'm feeling, what my suggestions, I'm trying not to turn this into a tips from me podcast. It's supposed to be talking about mental health and the content creation world. But I think this is, I think I'm just in a high spot right now. Which is another thing, like I'd like to hear from you guys, like what's something that gets you motivated, or how do you work? How do you function? Like when is the best time for you to make plans for your stream, and you know, has it worked, or have you done something similar to me? Like try to catch that momentum when you've got it, even if it's just an emotional momentum. Is that a thing? Even if it's just like a mental momentum, that's like a bit of a tongue twister, but I've tried to grab that and yeah, run with it. That's where I'm at the moment. I'm kind of a little bit outside of content creation. I'm kind of a little bit frustrated right now as it is before I sat down to do this podcast. So the podcast has actually distracted me a little bit because, you know, I've just been drawn into like another argument on Facebook with not only family but other people about the political landscape of the world right now, and I don't want to bring that into the podcast at this point. I don't know if I ever will, because it's not about that, but that's just my mindset at the moment. I was kind of like, it was 10:30 at night and I'm just, my heart's just was racing, my blood pressure, I could just feel it going up. I was just getting so mad, and right now just thinking about it, I'm just getting sad actually. So today was the first day that I've really thought about like cancelling my Facebook. It's just draining. Like I've just now actually, while I'm recording, I'm just now getting sad thinking about today and my experience on Facebook. It wasn't super bad. I'm just sad it's the way that some people view the world and the way they view other people. Luckily, I think they're kind of in, ironically, in the minority at the moment, which is, you know, it's quite ironic. Anyway, I don't want to get too far into the political side of the world. Not at this point. I don't think I have it in me right now to speak about it. Maybe I will at some point. I think I'd have to really structure that, an episode around my thoughts for that. But no, we won't do that. Right now we're talking about, you know, just mental health. But that was just tying into a mental health at the moment. So yeah, happy with content this week. Happy that I've got some stuff planned and I'm keeping myself accountable and on track. I hope you guys are going well too. That's kind of the meat of the episode. I'm trying to do like little sections this week. So what do we got next? We're going to talk about my numbers. Just as a kind of, we're going to go, oh, sorry, I say a lot too. You're going to get that, but we're going to go into numbers and where I'm at, just so we can kind of track this if you're following along on this little journey, because, you know, if people like the podcast or find my podcast that haven't seen my stream before, and my YouTube videos start doing okay, which is always the hope. I really want, if someone was to go back and binge this from the start in say 2 years time, it'd be nice to, you know, be interesting for them to hear the numbers as they grow, and my opinions on that. So we'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so numbers, where am I at? Well, I'm at a modest 126 follows on Twitch right now, which I was quite surprised at just looking at the numbers just now. I just had to look it up. I went past 100 a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. But I don't think I've done one Lukey Banger's surprise stream, which a couple of people turned up for, but I didn't expect anyone to. that was straight after I'd finished a game on Oz stream on a Saturday night. I decided I'm just going to sneak in there with a Lukey Banger stream. I haven't done a stream since Captain Radman on Twitch, and I think Captain Radman ended in the 80s, 70s or 80s. So all of these follows have literally come from my networking and my Game on Oz streams, just people who have enjoyed me enough to go and look me up while I'm streaming on Goa. And some of these follows would have come from me just from people within Goa, obviously probably following me as well. But that's interesting that I'm up to 126 already and I haven't even really streamed for a long time on my own channels. That'll be changing this week. I'm thinking that Wednesday this week is going to be my first sort of scheduled stream back in, so stay tuned to Twitter looking for that. YouTube, I've only done the one sort of proper video, but if I look at my YouTube, sorry, you'll hear the clicks in the background. I've got 27 subscribers. It's up 23 subscribers in the last 28 days. I don't know what that means, because this is a new channel that I've only just created like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks at the most ago. So I'm up 23 in the last 28 days, but I have 27 subscribers. So apparently 4 people subscribed to me before I even created the channel. So that's pretty good. Yeah, that's really good. So we can keep a track of that as we go as well, the follows that we've got over there. I don't know about follows on podcasts. I can look into that another time. But there we go. That's kind of like a starting point for my content. So you can follow along over the journey. Or if you go back and binge and you've never listened to me before, maybe you found my Twitch channel, or maybe you just found me searching podcasts on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or something and you've decided to go back to the beginning. That'll be pretty interesting. You can go back and kind of listen to this journey all in like a binge session, so you'll be able to see sort of my growth there. Yeah, that'd be interesting. So yeah, if you're from the future, how is it? Are we through the coronavirus yet in 2022? Is Trump still the president? Has he taken over the rest of the world too yet? Yeah, hit us up in the feedback section. All right. Actually, that's the next section too. We're going to feedback and then we'll say goodbye. All right, so feedback. I got quite a lot of feedback on Twitter and just through some DMs as well about the podcast and how they enjoyed listening to it. So I appreciate everyone who gave me a shout out or hashtag LukeyPod on Twitter. That's LukeyPod, LukeyPod. And that, if you want to ask a question or you want to share with me a story about your content creation, or you've got a suggestion for me to talk about something, make sure you tag me at LukeyBangers with a Z on Twitter, and with the hashtag LukeyPod in the tweet, and then leave a comment, leave some feedback about the podcast if you'd like. I like hearing good feedback, or everyone likes hearing good feedback, even bad feedback. If you think that I did a too long a podcast, this one's going to be a little bit of a long one. If I could get time to sit down and record these at night time, they might be a little bit longer. But I do have a little microphone coming in the mail that attaches to my mobile device. So, because I tried the microphone on my mobile device, it just picks up too much airy sort of room noise. This microphone hopefully will allow me to sit down in a quiet area of my workspace and just record like a little thought of the day kind of thing, which is what I planned on this podcast being. This is just me, this is a longer form podcast. So give me some feedback on that, hashtag LukeyPod, and let me know whether you like the longer me talking, the sections. Do you like the sections? Do you like me talking for a longer period of time? I like longer podcasts, but I don't know if I've actually said anything interesting to you guys today. So, well, yeah, let me know. Have I said anything interesting? Has it been waffling on a little bit? Probably. Anyway, so we got a listener question this week from Bishop925 on Twitter, old Bisho from Building Bishop on YouTube. That's Bishop, B-I-S-S-C-H-O-P, like Bischop. Anyway, I'll just give him a shout out. Follow him on Twitter and yeah, hit up his YouTube. He does stop motion cap, what do you call it? Stop motion Lego videos. They're really, really cool. My kids love them. Yeah, make sure you give him a follow. He's one of the crew. Anyway, Bishop's question this week, have you considered going back to Facebook exclusively again? Interesting question. Bishop and I met each other while both streaming on Facebook over a year ago. I don't think I'll ever exclusively go back to Facebook, or unless something really changes, I don't think I'll ever go back to Facebook. But I can see me restreaming. That could be a thing. I've even thought about doing... because my YouTube channels are going to be movie and TV related, I've even thought about doing an hour sort of lead in to my Twitch stream on Facebook, or restreaming on both platforms, where for the first hour it's kind of like a just chatting. So this is an idea that I've had. So I'm not sure if what the logistics of it are, because once I start streaming, I'd like to hit affiliate on Twitch, and I think once you're affiliate on Twitch, you can't restream at the same time. But I may be able to, since I'm going to be streaming 2 days apart. I may be able to do an hour on Facebook as like a just chatting, and then say, hey, the rest of my stream for 2 or 3 hours is going to be on Twitch. I'll see you over there. And, you know, see if you can draw a couple of people here and there. But I would like to do a restream if possible, but I think affiliates, I think you're not allowed to, but I'll look into that. Because I would like to do that. I've heard of people that do it from YouTube and do like a lead-in sort of live for an hour on YouTube and then say, come and join me on Twitch. But I think those two platforms, they cross over a lot better than Facebook and Twitch. So we'll see. Maybe it'll be on YouTube instead, like I just said. But yeah, I don't have any problems with Facebook. I think you can sort of grow on there. I mean, I say that knowing that I did have problems with Facebook, and that's why I went to Mixer in the first place, but yeah, I can see myself sort of streaming on Facebook, but not exclusively. Like, unless something turns around and I end up with a bigger following on Twitch and Facebook comes at me with that, you know, backs up with the money truck, you know? That'd be interesting. Never say never. Let's just put it that way. All right, so sorry about that. There was a long pause there. So that's all the feedback I had this week, or that's all the listener questions I had. But make sure you hit me up on at hashtag LookiePod. Tag me at LookieBangers. And hit me up with a question for next week or the next episode, and I'll make sure to include it here at the end. If you've got any feedback or want to hear, like, if you've got a story or an experience that you're going through, or just a mindset that you're going through right now, hit me up. You can always join my Discord. The Discord links are in the podcast description, so you can always join the Discord. If I get people joining the Discord from the pod, I'll be making sure that I set up some more channels in my Discord for this purpose, for mental health, which I will probably have one of those soon anyway. But just podcast related activities for content creators, and anyone that's listening to the podcast, really. But the main aim is to target content creators like myself, and talk about the issues that we have and the things that we go through trying to produce this content, and the pressures that we put on ourselves, and how to get through those tough times mentally. So yeah, I think we'll talk about that more in the next episode. All right, and that's it. That's the podcast, guys. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you taking time out of your day, if you've got this far, to listen to me talk about stuff. I think this is probably too long. I'm just thinking about it just as I'm recording it. Like, I think this might be too long and maybe a bit too off topic. I think the shorter episodes with a quick thought about one topic might be the way to go, and maybe I can put out more episodes that way as well. I have had a request for someone who would like to tell their story on an episode in the future. I had actually in the back of my mind thought about doing interviews down the track, maybe putting out on a schedule that's maybe not weekly but bi-weekly, or just chucking random episodes in there when I get someone that I want to talk to. This person's another smaller creator just like me and you and I. And so that's the purpose of this podcast. It's not for the big guys, all right? If one of us happens to be big down the track, that's fine, but this is for the little guys. This is for the little guys that are battling and grinding away and trying to make it in this huge, big Wild West world that is content creation, as broadcasters on Twitch or whatever other platform, Facebook, YouTube. You don't have to be Twitch to be involved in this project. Because there is a lot of podcasts out there where some of the big guns talk about, you know, how to become a big streamer, how, you know, tips and tricks and tips and instructional pieces on how they became famous and how you can too. Well, I cannot obviously offer that sort of stuff. You might hear tips along the way, but it's stuff that I've learned through a lot of research that I've done, listening to these other bigger sort of broadcasters and creators. But this is a podcast by a smaller creator, unless you're listening to me in the future and I'm the biggest streamer on Twitch, in which case, you know, rip to this little idea. But I'd like to think that in the future I'm still interviewing and talking about the smaller creators and the mental health side of things, because it's a big thing that needs to be and put more focus on, I think. So that's what we're going to be doing moving forward. I thank you for joining me here today. And yeah, I hope you have a good rest of your day. I hope you're having a nice drive to work. I hope you're having a nice, you know, comfortable, uninterrupted shit. For those of you sitting on the loo right now. Yeah, someone might be laying in bed listening to me with their earbuds in. Go to sleep. You are in a tropical forest surrounded by little fairies and sprites. And they wish... No, I'm not even going to do that. Right. I was going to go right into that. I kind of did, but I was going to go longer. Okay. Yeah, so those of you laying down, have a nice snooze. Have a nice popper flop. If you don't know what a popper flop is, it's like a nana nap, but for blokes. All right. I've spoken too much. Thank you, everybody. Make sure you're following. Make sure you give me not a subscription. If you've not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do on whatever platform you're listening to. And if you feel so inclined, please give us a 5-star rating. I mean, if you enjoyed it, if you didn't enjoy it, just give us whatever rating you think is appropriate, because I think that really helps our discoverability on whatever platform you're listening on, whether it's Spotify or Apple being the two main ones, probably, unless you're listening to me on some other obscure platform I've never heard of. I am on a few of them through Anchor. Anchor distributes my podcast out to other platforms, but yeah, please give us a rating and a subscribe whatever platform you're on, or follow, just so you get the notifications or they're in your little inbox or your little list of things to listen to. But yeah, the rating is a good one. If you feel so inclined, give us a rating. It'll really, really help us out. Anyway, I've spoken too long. This podcast is bloody huge and it's not supposed to be. Thanks for listening. And yeah, bang on.